A Newsweek report states that according to a member of the University of Chicago Divinity School, there has been more scholarship devoted to the study of end-time biblical prophecies in the past 30 years than there has been in the last 300 years. A recent series of novels based on biblical end-time prophecies have sold over 9 million copies. Are we nearing the end? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
From the tabloid headlines in the supermarket checkout lanes, it's apparent that people are fascinated with biblical prophecy. There's always a new interpretation of the beast of the book of Daniel or the mysterious plagues and cataclysmic events of the book of Revelation. However, there are practical concerns behind these intriguing curiosities. People want to know about the future. We are living in turbulent times, and people are concerned about the state of the world, and so almost instinctively, some discerning souls are turning to the Bible for solace and insight, the prophetic messages in particular. A Newsweek article titled, "The Way the World Ends," has this to say: "Of all the books of the Bible, none has fired the imagination of the West more than the last, the mysterious apocalypse. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, the whore of Babylon, the deceitful Antichrist. These are just a few of the powerful and troubling images that Revelation injected into Western art and consciousness. Its prophecies have been of even greater consequence. The return of the Jews to the Holy Land, the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth, the battle of Armageddon, and the promise of a new heaven and earth have justified numerous wars and revolutions and inspired utopias and religious sects of every sort." A little later in the program, we're going to interview the co-author of a book that asks the question that many have been asking: are we living in the time of the end? This fascinating booklet takes a look at present world events and draws some important conclusions from biblical prophecy. But how can we understand biblical prophecy? Are there rules to the strange images and predictions? Where do we even start? Let's begin our discussion today by looking at a prophecy given to the prophet Daniel in the 6th century before Christ. If you have a Bible, go get it, and turn to Daniel chapter 2. Here the Bible gives us an important outline in which to view prophecy. Daniel was a young Jewish man who had been taken captive by the Babylonians after they invaded Judah. The Babylonian ruler, King Nebuchadnezzar, had a disturbing dream and had decided that it must have a hidden meaning. He called all his astrologers and sorcerers together and commanded that they tell him what the dream meant. Of course, they couldn't. Daniel, though, was told by God that Nebuchadnezzar's dream really had a meaning, and then revealed the meaning to Daniel. We pick up the story in Daniel chapter 2, verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the kingdom. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these." Now see, God reveals himself as the God of history. He looks out upon the expanse of time and can determine what humanity will do and how he will bring about his purpose for humankind. This is the reason for prophecy. Now let's look at verse 29. "As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this, and he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be. But as for me, the secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living," Daniel says, "but for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart." Now remember, the king hadn't told anyone the content of the dream. Daniel can only know it through divine revelation. So Daniel continues, "You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay." You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on the feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that no trace was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now Nebuchadnezzar knew that Daniel was telling the truth because the young Jew had told him the dream without the king telling him what it was. So Daniel now continues to tell the Babylonian king, "This is the dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before you, O king." And so now Daniel reveals the prophecy behind this dream, and it's an important message for us today. He says, "You, O king, are a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them to your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the king of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, and it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. The images of Nebuchadnezzar's dream may seem unfathomable, except that God, through Daniel, reveals the meaning of the prophecy. From our historical vantage point, today the elements of the prophecy become very clear. The Babylonian Empire was followed by three other empires. First came the Persian Empire that destroyed Babylon's rule. The Persians were in turn conquered by the Greeks under Alexander the Great. The Greek Empire eventually was gobbled up into the Roman Empire. Fulfilled prophecy proves the divine inspiration of the Bible. But all of the prophecies of Daniel 2 aren't just in the past. He predicts that the fourth empire will exist at a time when the Messiah comes to rule the earth. Let's go back and reread verse 44. "And in the days of these kings," the ten kings mentioned in the verse before, "the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Here is a vital key to understanding of biblical end-time prophecy. Before the Messiah comes to rule over God's kingdom on the earth, there must be a new Roman Empire, an extension of the fourth empire prophesied by Daniel. Daniel chapter 2 gives us an important outline for prophecy. It supplies an important key in understanding prophecy in John's revelation. There are more important keys we must have to unlock prophecy, and we'll look at some of these vital keys right after these important messages.
Where in the world are we headed? Can we know? Can we know what lies ahead? Where are world conditions and trends taking us? Does Bible prophecy tell us what we should expect in the coming months and years? The answer is yes. Many Bible prophecies are quite clear that increasingly cataclysmic events will occur on this earth before God's direct intervention. You can know these answers. The publishers of the Good News magazine would like to send you an absolutely free booklet concerning biblical prophecies of these end times. Request your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End? Call 1-800-966-9232. This material is provided free as a public service by the sponsors of this radio program. Understanding end-time Bible prophecy is possible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End?
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Biblical prophecy, pretty exciting stuff, but also the material of all kinds of wild speculation. We have with us today, on a telephone hookup from Mobile, Alabama, Gerald Ost, co-author of Are We Living in the Time of the End? Gerald, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the program today.
It's a pleasure to be with you too, Gary.
First of all, what note of caution would you give anyone who wants to pursue the study of biblical prophecy?
I'd like to share two precautions with you and your listeners about studying Bible prophecy today. First of all, I would advise to avoid preconceived notions about Bible prophecy as given by others, unless, and here's my second point, others have carefully proven things out of their Bible. And Bible students should go to the Bible first and get help from those that have been tried and tested, and we can do that, of course. And number three, never approach any study of the Bible, and that goes double for Bible prophecy, without God's help. So go to God in prayer daily and ask Him for His understanding to understand better Bible prophecy.
But you know, people have been proclaiming the end of the world for thousands of years. What do you think makes our world different today that makes even this discussion relevant?
I think the most obvious fact is that we are closer today to the time of the end than we were, say, last week, last year, or the last century. Also, world conditions based on the Olivet prophecy and the books of Revelation and Daniel are frighteningly ripe for the time of the end prophecies. And number three, things like the AIDS pandemic in Africa, and it has become a pandemic in certain areas, and perhaps epidemic in other parts of the earth, together with rapid transportation to spread this and other infectious diseases rapidly, are now set in place to create even greater epidemics in the world. And further, at no time in the history of mankind has this been possible, nor has mankind had the weaponry, yet another subject, and nuclear warheads to end life on this planet as we know it.
Now, a couple of times you've mentioned the time of the end, or the phrase the end time. In fact, the title of your booklet is Are We Living in the Time of the End? What do you mean by that phrase?
That's a very interesting concept, the end time, the time of the end. A lot of people have thought it meant a lot of different things. Specifically, the time of the end, or the end time, most often applies to the Great Tribulation, a period of 3.5 years long. Now, this should not be confused with, for example, the last time, which the Apostle John used to define Babylonian or religious confusion, false doctrine, and false Christian teachers. You can find that in 1 John 2:18. For those now who approach prophecy casually, this can be a common mistake, and it sets us up to assume strange notions about prophetic times. The Apostle John's last time stretches from the early New Testament church to Christ's second coming, when you understand the context. But the end time specifically refers to the Great Tribulation of 3.5 years, a time of great social upheaval, decimation of human beings, great carnage, great cataclysmic events. It'd be the worst time in human history. That's quite different. Coincidentally, this is the exact time, at the end of the 3.5 years, when Christ returns to this earth. That's the end time.
Now, when we look at the Bible, what are some of the prophetic signs that we should be looking for that will be apparent before the return of Jesus Christ?
Well, this is very interesting, Gary. First of all, religious deception or confusion here, I think, is important. Paul warned of this. Today we have thousands of churches and beliefs of different and differing faiths, so that's one. Number two, wars and rumors of wars. In the 20th century alone, we've had two major global wars and many smaller ones. Prospect of wars even today in the Middle East, in Asia, different places, Ireland, Pakistan, India, Africa, former Soviet republics, to mention a few. Number three, we have famine and disease epidemics, and of course those are interdependent. Without food, of course, you are more susceptible to disease. And abnormal weather conditions can bring on famine. So we have that as a problem as well. And number four, earthquakes are indeed proliferating. A lot of people don't realize that as a result of earthquakes, we've lost over 1 million people over the past 100 years. So there is a greater number of earthquakes, not just better reporting. And these four, I think, help us to understand what can be apparent for the return of Christ.
We need to talk some more about the Olivet Prophecy, so don't go away, because we have much more biblical prophecy to talk about right after this.
For thousands of years, people have been fascinated with predictions of the end of the world. Jesus Christ spoke of a future time so horrendous that no human beings would be spared unless those days were shortened. Did he have our time in mind? The eye-opening booklet, Are We Living in the Time of the End?, examines exactly what Jesus Christ, his apostles, and the biblical prophets of old really said about the intriguing days they refer to as the time of the end. You don't want to miss out on this valuable information. Call 1-800-966-9232. There is no cost or obligation. The material is absolutely free, provided as an educational service in the public interest. Operators are standing by, so please call 1-800-966-9232 for your free booklet. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
We're back with Gerald Ost on the telephone hookup from Mobile, Alabama. We've been talking about the booklet, Are We Living in the Time of the End? Now, in the last segment, you mentioned the Olivet Prophecy of Jesus in Matthew 24 as being very important. Briefly, what is some of the important information he gives in that prophecy?
Yes, I did talk about the Olivet Prophecy. I'm glad we got back to it. First of all, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the Olivet Prophecy is important because it is foundational to our study of Bible prophecy in general and, of course, the end time in particular. The book of Revelation, which would include the seals, the trumpets, and the seven last plagues, and the book of Daniel, as well as other major prophecies and minor prophecies, so-called, can be better understood with the Olivet prophecies in mind. Secondly, the Olivet prophecy is a good start for the beginning prophecy student. It covers both periods of the last time mentioned by John, we talked about earlier, and the end time, which identifies a great tribulation of 3.5 years. So it offers a grand view of significant events over 2,000 years, false religion, wars, famines, diseases, earthquakes, and other things, while at the same time addresses the intensity of these things when compacted in the culmination of man's age during the great tribulation. Hopefully, this brief concept can help us understand the importance of the Olivet Prophecy.
Now, the booklet states that there are three basic conditions that form a framework of end-time prophecy. Maybe you could explain briefly about those conditions.
I'd be glad to, Gary. First, human annihilation is now possible, with weaponry and nuclear arsenals bulging at the seams in nations that are governed by despotic leaders. When you talk about weaponry and nuclear arsenals, that can kill mankind many times over. This has never been possible in all past history. Secondly, the Jewish nation, known as Israel to us today, is a bona fide nation and certainly one to be reckoned with. Now, the Jews, interestingly, have outlived all their former Gentile captors when you consider in history Egypt, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Certain prophetic events can only take place in a Jewish nation, with, for example, you find in Matthew 24 having to do with the holy place and the Jews. And also Zechariah 14 shows that the Jews will fight at Jerusalem during Christ's return. Number three, the Bible speaks of a great superpower in the end time that will be linked together with a great church. Only the European continent, only Europe, can fill this end time prophecy, which is the revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Let me read to you a very quick quote from the inset on January, February 2000 Good News. This is lifted from the Newsweek magazine. Michael Elliott writes, in January 1957, six nations signed a treaty on the site of the ancient Roman capital and brought into being the European Economic Community. An aide to Paul Henry Spaak, the then Belgian foreign minister, remembers that his boss said, this is important, "Do you think that we have laid the first stone of a new Roman Empire?" Recalls further the aide, he said, "We felt very strongly that we were Romans on that day." So time, trends, and Bible prophecy will prove this major condition true.
If you listeners are interested in getting a free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End, all you have to do is call 1-800-966-9232. The call is free. The literature is free, all made possible by the United Church of God. And thanks, Gerald, for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Gary. It's been a pleasure.
Did you know that approximately one-fourth of the Bible is prophetic in nature? Much of that information is concerned with the end times. Now, it seems that many generations have thought that they were living in the time just before the return of Jesus Christ. The Newsweek article mentioned earlier states, in the 12th century, for example, the Crusaders saw the recapture of Jerusalem from the Muslims as a defeat of the Antichrist. Christopher Columbus set sail thinking his voyage to India would hasten the return of Christ to earth. Isaac Newton wrote a book on biblical prophecy, hoping to prove that the world is governed by providence. In Puritan New England, America's greatest theologian, Jonathan Edwards, studied John's apocalypse and calculated the millennium of Christ's kingdom on earth would begin in the year 2000. But it is only in our lifetime that mankind has the ability to destroy all life. Some prophetic events couldn't even happen until now. Now, no one knows the exact time of Christ's return. Jesus himself said, "Of that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven." Jesus also commanded his followers to be aware of events and how they relate to prophecy. Just after saying that no one knows the day or hour of his return, he told his disciples, as recorded in Mark 13, verses 32 through 37, "Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Those are the words of Jesus Christ. Christ's instructions to watch mean more than just being aware of events. His followers are to be prepared for his return. Are you being prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Are you living your life in complete dedication to God and his ways? Is your religion just a social club, or is your faith a dynamic force of change? The purpose of the Good News Radio program is to challenge you to go to God and have him change your life. Why were you born? There is a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Where in the world are we headed? Can we know? Can we know what lies ahead? Where are world conditions and trends taking us? Does Bible prophecy tell us what we should expect in the coming months and years? The answer is yes. Many Bible prophecies are quite clear that increasingly cataclysmic events will occur on this earth before God's direct intervention. You can know these answers. The publishers of the Good News magazine would like to send you an absolutely free booklet concerning biblical prophecies of these end times. Request your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End? Call 1-800-966-9232. This material is provided free as a public service by the sponsors of this radio program. Understanding end-time Bible prophecy is possible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Are We Living in the Time of the End?
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.